Welcome to Motor City.
Make it a working lunch. Listen to the Marketplace Midday Update podcast for the day's top business headlines. Subscribe on iTunes or at marketplace.org/podcasts.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Car makers are gathering in Detroit this morning for the North American International Auto Show, which means we're about to get a peek at the latest car models and perhaps the strategy that automakers will pursue to keep sales up. Last year was the best year for U.S. car companies since the recession began. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman joins us live with more. Good morning.
Hi, Jeremy.
Well, so is there a theme, Mitchell, yet that's emerging from the show this year?
Well, there is, and it seems to be fuel economy. You know, as you said, the U.S. automakers are definitely back. They've put a fair amount of money and effort into R&D. They have some cool cars, luxurious ones, and definitely sporty-looking ones. So even the new Corvette from GM, which came out from under the fancy tarps yesterday at the auto show, it's going to get much better mileage than the previous version that did a lousy 16 miles to the gallon in the city. It also has more of the old Stingray design from the 70s, and it's cheaper than a European sports car. U.S. consumers seem to like that in this frugalista world.
So are the car makers moving toward a more of a model that relies on hybrids and electric cars and that better gas mileage you're talking about?
Well, that's certainly part of it. But the U.S. automakers and also the Europeans and the Japanese are doing this with everything that they build around the engine also. So they're using lightweight, super strong composites. You know, we see these also in airlines, lighter materials like aluminum, also smart computers in the engine that can help you get more oomph for your four-cylinder engine out of a gallon of gas. And today, the new North American Car and Truck of the Year get named in Detroit. Finalists include the Cadillac ATS, the Ford Fusion, and the Honda Accord. So there are plenty of chances for bragging rights for the U.S. automakers and also, in this case, the Japanese ones.
Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman, thanks.
You're welcome.
Well, in New York today, some 27,000 retail professionals are gathered for the National Retail Federation's annual conference. Unlike the automakers, they are not reflecting on a pleasant 2012. Holiday sales were not so hot. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith reports on what's ahead for retailers.
The big question for retailers this year is how to deal with the growing ranks of smartphone customers, says the National Retail Federation's Susan Newman.
Now their computer's in their hands, and they're shopping on their computer while they're shopping in the real store.
Price comparisons and ordering the product from a competitor are just a click away.
So everybody's sort of looking in their rearview mirror to make sure that, you know, Amazon or Walmart's not coming at them.
Retail consultant and writer Kevin Koop says that price pressure creates another challenge.
How do I cut costs while at the same time being a more compelling shopping experience for the consumer?
And offer them something unique to buy, says innovation expert Lewis Foreman, one of the speakers at the conference.
You've got to come up with new and innovative products, products that you can't find everywhere, and really give the consumer a reason to go to their store.
Especially on the heels of a disappointing holiday shopping season. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are higher in overseas trading this morning, up 0.6% in Hong Kong, 0.7% higher in Frankfurt, and 0.5% higher right now in Paris. On Wall Street Friday, the Dow tacked on 17 points to close at 13,488.
Get Marketplace's top headlines, podcasts, and special features delivered right to your inbox each day. Subscribe to the Midday Update newsletter at marketplace.org.
All next week, we'll be broadcasting the Marketplace Morning Report from WLRN in Miami. The Miami metro area is the country's eighth largest, and it's known for a lot of things. Sunshine and beaches, cruise ships, LeBron James, and it is solidifying its place as the hub of Latino television. Karen Burkett from WLRN reports.
Ana Sagasti was born in Peru. She's worked in the Miami TV industry for 20 years. Sagasti remembers how different Miami was then. Just a few broadcast studios, but plenty of open space.
The first office that we had, right behind our offices, was a greenery, big field. And when we used to leave the office at the end of the day, we would start hearing cows, cows, mooing.
Today, those cows have been replaced by commercial centers and suburban homes. And Sagasti still runs her company, Big Miami. She relocated here to start the business. Clients from Mexico to Argentina kept telling her they preferred to do their deals in Miami. Sagasti felt the city had the potential to become a major production center for Spanish-language shows.
There were already Hispanic businesses here. The weather provided a great incentive. There's sun all the time, beautiful homes. So there are many factors, financially, weather-wise, and the language.
For decades, Univision's enormously popular Cristina show was shot here. Today, the competition for the Hispanic viewer is fierce. HBO Latin America, Telemundo, and America TV all run local operations. Then late last year, when Univision and ABC announced they'd build a new headquarters just west of the airport, they promised 350 high-paying jobs. Univision's Jose Zamora says the network was offered attractive incentives.
We are investing in the community and we are creating jobs. And we won't receive any of the incentives until we fulfill our part of the commitment, which is job creation.
A commitment that makes sense because of all the programming that's already being produced. Frank Nero runs the Beacon Council, which played a critical role in wooing Univision ABC.
I mean, I think that the demographic of Miami is very interesting. And we like to say wherever the United States is going demographically, Miami is either going to get there first or is already there.
Latinos are now the fastest growing demographic in the country, and Miami is using location and language to its competitive advantage. In Miami, I'm Karen Burkett for Marketplace.
And be sure to tune in starting next Tuesday for our broadcasts from Miami. We're going to be there all week. And finally to the UK, where McDonald's is ditching the toy in its Happy Meals. The company will include books instead. But here's the interesting part. If McDonald's lives up to its predictions, it'll give out 15 million books by the end of next year, becoming the largest children's book distributor in the country. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.